We three snarks of Orient are smoking on a rubber cigar. It was loaded, it exploded.
I snark, you snark, we all snark for the I snark.
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Litter nice drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark
this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark, lift high the roaring snark, proclaim.
What the snark?
Ryan Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by Clorox Martini. And now, celebrating his new year Clorox free, here's Brian Michael Page.
Hello and welcome to I Snark number 155. Ego sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina, your friendly neighborhood I Snark. Well, let's get right down to it. This portion of I Snark, yes, is brought to you by the Clorox Martini. When you just have to have that one bad song into the mix, even during the Christmas season. And just to show you how bad Clorox Martinis are, just listen to this rerun clip from episode 61 of The Old Feed. This dates back to Christmas of 2006.
Today on Liturgy 911, Officers Papa Joe Rotzi and Frank A. Rines are answering a complaint that someone had been mixing martinis with Clorox.
So, Papa Joe, who are we after this time?
It's the notorious Clorox Martini Lady, Frank. She's notorious for taking a fine martini and spoiling it by adding Clorox to the mix.
Isn't that poisoning?
Yes, but in this case, it's poisoning the soul.
Well, how's that?
It happened at midnight mass. The Clorox Martini Lady programmed Silent Night after communion, but then followed with some song about a gentle woman.
So what does that have to do with drinks?
She spoiled a fine martini like Silent Night by adding that gentle woman song, the Clorox, into the mix.
Ah, I see. And who was the last person to sing the gentle woman song?
An Elvis impersonator.
I snark. Still.
Martini, music, and fun. That's us.
Did you know that as much as Seamus O'Reilly embraces the bottle, he's never had a Clorox martini? Unbelievable, but true. We'll be back.
Before we move on, I've been meaning to give you the origin of the Clorox martini. One fellow snark buddy of mine, Jason Pennington, might remember this very well. You see, a few years back, GIA Publications had a message board on their website at giamusic.com. It's been since taken down after some no-mine hacked it with porn, and these boards never returned. But anywho, one lady posted her music program on these boards for Christmas. I can't remember who it was. I think it was either Christmas or some solemnity within the Christmas season. Might have even been Mary, Mother of God. Hell, I can't remember. But to cut a long story short, the two communion hymns she listed were, sure enough, Silent Night and Hail Mary, Gentle Woman. So Jason asked her the simple question, why spoil a fine martini like Still an Ox by adding Clorox, Gentle Woman, to the mix? Right? In a similar note, Thomas Day, in his book Why Catholics Can't Sing, wrote in his closing summaries, and I don't remember the exact wording, but it was something to the extent of, if you mix good Catholic music with hootenanny music and sacropop, you get mush. And personally, if I was that kid being forced to eat mush, I'd do one of three things. One, eat it and make a nasty face, like blech. Or two, puke it up after the first few bites. Or three, just hum the bowl across the kitchen like a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. That said, let's say hi to America's favorite undersea crooner.
Basso Profundo, the singing fish.
So, Basso, how was your new year?
Great, how was yours?
Well, it's gotta be better than 09, I hope.
Well, my new year started with a bang. I placed a basket right in front of the Mystic Aquarium, sang a couple of tunes, and next thing you know, I had over $100 in tips.
Hey, guys, I'm missing $100. Anyone seen it?
Nope.
So what are you going to sing for us today?
Well, I know we're past the Mary Mother of God solemnity, but I think I'll do the chant Ave Maria anyways.
Sounds good to me, Basso. Let her rip.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu, in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Don't do this at church.
We three snarks of Orient are smoking on a rubber cigar.
Or this.
We three schleps of Ireland are emptying out the entire bar.
Well, on our last show, did I do enough hissing and moaning about the 2010 music issues already? Well, here are some more keepers and thrashers as I go through the next few sections. Well, we left off at number 371, so we're going to start at number 372. Now, the sections here are Blessing, Ministry and Mission, Petition and Prayer, Church, Creation, Love, and Trust. So, we start off with number 372, Bob Fabing's Irish Blessing. Okay, that's not great, but not bad. Okay. 373 and 374, drop them both completely, okay? It's just more goofy settings on blessings. If you want a real sung blessing, teach it quiet, the John Rutter setting of the Lord bless you and keep you, okay? Number 375 is a keeper sent forth by God's blessing. That's the Ash Grove. 376 through 378, drop them all. 379 is a keeper. The tune here is Asthma. And the only issue I have with that one is it should be raised to the key of G. 380, questionable. 381, Lord, you give the Great Commission, keep it. 382 to 384, okay, those are all definite droppers, especially 384, City of God. Goofy text, goofy music, very easy to slip up, too. I heard this in rehearsal one time back when I was young and stupid. I mean, the men would start verse 2, "We are sons of the morning," and then the ladies would come in, "We are daughters of night." True story. I still remember to this day, our choir director and I had the biggest laugh over it, okay? 385 is a keeper, the Servant Song by Richard Gillard, which I consider Maranatha Music's best copyright, probably. Number 386 is Here I Am, Lord, which Thomas Day affectionately compares to the Brady Bunch theme song. Take it out of the hymnals and save it for the boob tube, okay? 387, last thing we need, another excuse to sing the beer-chugging Celtics Hallelujah. This one for Sending Forth. Yeah, just another action we need to sing about and have goofy music to go with it. Not! 388, 389, and 390, we'll drop those as well. 391, These Alone Are Enough by Dan Shooty. Not a bad tune at all. One of his better tunes. Could be interpreted as a hymn with the right accompaniment. The text is a sitting of the Suchipe of St. Ignatius of Loyola, founder of the Society of Jesus, a.k.a. the Jesuits. Remember, by the way, I'm judging mainly on the melodies here when it comes to harmonies I haven't seen yet. 392 is a definite keeper, Be Thou My Vision, as is 394, Lord of All Hopefulness. These are both sung to the same tune, Slain. In between those two is 393, You Are the Healing. That one can be dropped. 395, Christ Be Beside Me. Benessin would be the better tune, the one that's normally used for Morning Is Broken. However, the tune here by OCP's own Laura Wasson isn't bad either. 396, very sappy, drop it. 397, not bad. That one is, There Is a Longing by Ann Quigley. 398 up through 404, all of them, all seven of those can get the deep six treatment. 495, Jesus Remember Me, I can take that in limited size portions. You know how I usually do that one? I start off normal, right? And I let it build. I do four reps and only four reps. Some people like to do about 10 or 20 reps, not me. Four is enough. The first one, nice and soft. Let it build a little the second verse. Let it build a little more the third verse. Give it its full strength the third verse. And then finally the fourth verse, really soft, like pianissimo. I'll keep it. Okay, 406 seems to have an okay antiphon. I haven't seen the verses, so I'll disperse from judging on it. 407 can go down the trash chute. 408 can go down the porcelain receptacle. After all, that one's one spirit, one church. Stick with the real come Holy Ghost. Thank you very much. 409 can go bye-bye and find another banquet hall on holy ground to infest. Yeah, I'm talking about all our welcome. 410, sing a new church. I love the tune Nettleton, but the text definitely has to go. How about instead we sing of the one true church, instead of trying to sing a new church into being? Or even better, let's sing of Jesus. After all, he is the reason our church was founded. 411 can go as well. I love the tune Finlandia, but the text doesn't celebrate anything but Vatican II. That's all it does. It celebrates Vatican II, or the so-called spirit of Vatican II. 412 to 415 are all keepers, and one of the very few times I'll encounter four keepers in a row in this book. They are in order. Church of God Elect and Glorious, set to Heiferdahl. The Church's One Foundation. All the Earth Proclaim the Lord by Lucian Dice. Nice tune. And a fairly new piece by Gail Berberk and Barney Walker called Word of God, You Spoke Creation. Now, I don't know who wrote the words or who wrote the music, or maybe it was a joint effort on both, but this is one of the duo's best works. 416, How Great Thou Art, can go. That song is so misinterpreted in so many different ways in so many different parishes, I don't know where to begin. If I must use it, I sing straight eighth notes. That is it. Straight eighth notes. I don't try to ad-lib, just... O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder... Instead of this crappy... O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder... It's not how it's written. 417, Canticle of the Sun. Blah! Teach a choir to do the beloved Beethoven work, that worship of God and nature, instead. 418, God Beyond All Names. The music is like a run-on sentence. 419 and 420 are keepers. I sing the mighty power of God and for the fruits of this creation. 421, God is Love by Michael Jonkis. One of his newer works, yet one of his better works. 422 can go. 423 and 424 are definite keepers. There's a wideness in God's mercy. And the mode 6, Ubi Caritas. 425 is an Ubi Caritas setting by Lawrence Rosania, which isn't too bad. I've seen better, but I've seen far worse. 426 is a keeper. What wondrous love is this? 427 can go. 428, Christians Let Us Love One Another, set to the tune Picardy, that's a keeper. 429, I don't know, it's Randall DeBrine's Imperfect Charity. To me, it just jumps around too much. Da 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 da. 430, all I ask of you, must be deep sixed at your earliest convenience. Yesterday isn't soon enough. That's all I ask of you. Ooh, I made a pun. 431 is a keeper. Love divine, all loves excelling. 432 and 433 can both go. 434 and 435 should stay. God is love, set to Abbots Lee. And Where Charity and Love Prevail, set to music by French organist and composer Dom Paul Benoit, who has written many modal themes, by the way, especially on chant. 436 isn't bad either. Oh God, You Search Me by Bernadette Farrell. Probably the best work she has in this book. Of course, she has quite a few pieces of music in the book. After all, she's married to one of the head honchos. 438. Oh God, Our Help in Ages Past, a definite keeper. 439 can go. 440. My God, My All. Not a bad tune at all. Keep that one. 441 through 444 can all go. 445, Amazing Grace. Let's keep it. I can tolerate that one in limited portions. 446 is a keeper. A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. However, they should add the last two Luther Hedge verses. I mean, I know there's still quite a few people ticked off at Martin Luther, but let's face it, this hymn has a better theology than a lot of the songs that I've thrashed in the last two episodes. 447 can go bye-bye. 448, seek ye first is okay with the Alleluia descant candle. You know, I kind of like to give it that Taco Bell effect. Or the Taco Bell effect. Yeah, that is the Taco Bell canon indeed. 449 to 453 can all get das Boot. 454, you are near tolerable, and the word Yahweh has been removed to be conforming with the requirements of the U.S. Bishops Committee for Divine Worship, which has decreed to conform with the requirements of the Congregation for Divine Worship and Discipline of the Sacraments. Yes, the removal of the word Yahweh. Good job on their part. 455, can go. 456, for the healing of the nations is okay, but better with a tune like Westminster Abbey than with the St. Thomas tune is normally rendered for the Tantum Ergo. Save that tune for the Tantum Ergo. And then finally, 457, must go. Now, in our next episode, we will take on, beginning with number 458, the Holy Spirit section. And now for our musical guest, here is Bubble. Big smash. Christmas here on Mars. Rock on, man. Now we know what Christmas is like on other planets. Bubble has their own site, www.planetbubble.com. Check them out. And they come courtesy of Music Alley, formerly known as the PodSafe Music Network, www.musicalley.com. And now, here's an iSnark fun fact. Alarm clocks suck.
One of these things is not like the others.
Hey, welcome back to another segment of One of These Things is Not Like the Others. Today's topic is going to be, ready for this, organs and instruments other than organs. Organs and instruments other than organs. Just like the last time, five sets. Maybe I'll throw a bonus in. See if you can guess which one is about as misfit as the washboard player in a symphony orchestra. Okay, ready? First one. Casavan Frères, Aeolian Skinner, Orgues Le Tourneau, Enceinte Orgues Canadiens. I'll repeat that again. Casavan Frères, Aeolian Skinner, Orgues Le Tourneau, Enceinte Orgues Canadiens. Give up. Three of these firms are Canadian. The oddball out, Aeolian Skinner, is American. Aha. All right. Number two. Schantz, Holtkamp, Reuter, and Yamaha. Schatz, Holtkamp, Reuter, and Yamaha. Give up? Come on, it should be easy. Yamaha doesn't make church organs of any kind. They make pianos, guitars, and motorcycles. All right, now, number three. Fender, Hammond, MP Moller, Kurzweil. Fender, Hammond, MP Moller, and Kurzweil. Give up? Another one should be easy. The only organ builder here is MP Moller. The only church organ builder, that is MP Moller. Hammond makes organs, but not for Catholic church use. They're more for jazz and parlor use. Number four. MP Moller, C.B. Fisk, Casa Von Frères, Austin. MP Moller, C.B. Fisk, Casa Von Frères, Austin. Ready? MP Moller is the only company that is now defunct. Very surprising. I think they folded in like 2001 or something like that. But they made some really good instruments in their years. All right, number five. Austin, W.K. Adams, Esty, and Kilgan. Austin, W.K. Adams, Esty, Kilgan. Here's one that can actually be answered in about three different ways. The original one I came up with was the fact that Kilgan is the only one not in New England. Austin's in Hartford. W.K. Adams was Providence. S.D. was Brattleboro, Vermont. Kilgan was in the Midwest. I believe St. Louis, if I'm not mistaken. Another way you could look at it is out of the four, the only one not defunct is Austin. Or at least the only one not defunct, or that has not changed its name. I believe Kilgan now does business as Shadle. I don't know how long that's been going on, but that's the last I have heard. Another one you can look at, too, W.K. Adams is the only organ builder that was in my home state, albeit the company's been long defunct. I can name you two Adams organs in my area that are still standing, and one that was dismantled. Two Adams organs in southern New England that I know of anyways, one in Cumberland, Rhode Island, St. Joseph's, one in Fall River, Massachusetts, also St. Joseph's, and one that was in Central Falls, Rhode Island, Notre Dame. That organ was dismantled in the early 70s to make way for an Allen. There's other possibilities, other possible ways you can answer that. You know, like if you're living in Connecticut, you could say which one's the only one in Connecticut. Austin, right? All right. Now for the bonus question. Ruffati, Casa Von Frères, Willis, Cavalier Call. Ruffati, Casa Von Frères, Willis, and Cavalier Call. All right. I would say Casa Von Frères would be the oddball out here. It's the only North American organ builder. The other three are European. Ruffati's Italian, Willis is English, Cavalier Call is French.
You know that sign in front of the church that says sermon, what is hell? Come here, our organist play. Shouldn't that read, come here, our folk who play? We'll be back.
And now, here's an ice snark fun fact. Summer good, winter bad. We rudely interrupt this program to bring you the following ice snark public service announcement. Due to recent changes in my work situation, I, Brian Michael Page, am now available for weekday church work as well as weekend church work. This includes assisting at Holy Mass, whether they be funerals, weddings, or even regularly scheduled Sunday, Holy Day, or Febrile Masses, in the capacity of organist and or cantor. I would be willing to travel to any Roman Catholic Church in the Diocese of Providence, as well as Roman Catholic Churches within a reasonable drive in the Diocese of Norwich, Connecticut, Fall River, Massachusetts, Worcester, Massachusetts, or even the Archdiocese of Boston. Fees are reasonable and competitive, not to mention negotiable. Much of the music I play or sing is traditional and accompanied on the organ. Oh, and I forgot to mention, I'll even be happy to become your parish's music director if you so choose. Interested parties should email me at bpage69@yahoo.com. So don't be left in the dark. Hire a snark! Well, I got some good news. Our iTunes feed is now ready, folks. I'll be leaving a link to that in today's show notes, as well as a link to our page at Podcast Alley, where you can cast your monthly vote for the iSnark. Not to mention these links are already in the sidebar at our site at iSnark.blogspot.com. Finally, don't forget that our Facebook group, Fans of Crystals Finch It Anywhere, has changed to Fans of iSnark. You do not need to leave the old group to run to the new group. We brought the new group to you, so you're already there. If you haven't joined us yet, come on down. I'll leave a link to that in today's show notes, and that is also in our sidebar. I want to thank you all for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed your Christmas and your New Year, and wish you a happy Epiphany as well. We'll be back next week for more of the Music Issues, and lots more liturgy, music, and fun. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page, your friendly neighborhood iSnark. Peace.
iSnark is brought to you in part by Pokowska Kielbasa, our official deli meat, available at a Polish deli near you. And by Kurtin Ludwig Weissbier, our official beer. Kurtin Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Crystals Vision Whitewash, our official detergent. It'll clean out your hymnals and musical sins. iSnark is copyright 2010, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.